What's up, lady? It's Michelle Bishop, and I want to welcome you to the Be That Woman podcast. This podcast was created for the woman who knows there is more, wants more, and is desperately wanting to become more. For the woman who is ready to rid the pressure of having it all together, ready to conquer her beautiful, chaotic life, and ready to blaze her own unique trail by owning her past, channeling it as her superpower, and breaking through anything and everything that steps foot on her course to greatness. This podcast is for every woman who is ready to embrace that can't stop, won't stop, head held high, undeniable confidence. This is Mumbo number 5. I'm just kidding. Isn't that how that song goes? No, I just want to say welcome to episode number 5 of the Be That Woman podcast. I am back and I'm excited to talk to you today. So this title is something that I actually thought about at dinner last night. And I love the word lukewarm, and I'll tell you where that comes from in a minute, but I want to talk about lukewarm loyalty. And I'm like, ooh, when I said that, I was like, oh gosh, that's good. And I was sitting with my sister and my other girlfriend, Adriana, and we were just sitting there talking, and I was like, lukewarm loyalty. I was like, wow, that's powerful. And so today I want to talk to you about lukewarm loyalty. And you know, this may be a gut check in your life to really reassess, you know, some of the relationships in your life, but also to remember what you tolerate is what you allow and what will grow. And so sometimes we have to stop tolerating things and start putting our foot down and realizing that, you know, as us being that woman, we are to demand more for ourselves and more for our lives and more for our relationships. And there's nothing wrong with that. Growing hurts and growing, there's growing pains. That's why they call it growing pains, right? Like, there is growing pains in relationships, there's growing pains in life, there's growing pains through success. And as you are on your path to becoming that woman, you're going to notice that there are growing pains in all aspects of your life because, you know, there's a story about crabs in a bucket. And crabs in a bucket, if you guys haven't ever heard of this, crabs when they're in a bucket, if one crab tries to leave and escape, the other crabs will literally like rip its legs off and pull it down and do whatever they can in their power to keep that crab in the bucket. And so we live in a world full of crabs in buckets, and we are that crab, right? I believe in you. We are that one crab that deep down in their little crabby heart, in their crabby happy heart, they see more for themselves and they want to leave their bucket. They want to, you know, leave that, you know, mindset of where they used to be, and they're ready to explore more. And the other crabs just aren't going to have it. And they are really seriously willing to do whatever it's going to take to keep you in the same bucket as them. And so when I was thinking about lukewarm loyalty, you know, I want to tread lightly on this topic because, you know, this topic can go in so many different directions, and I want to make sure that it moves in the direction that I want it to go. And this podcast isn't directed at all to those who are the ones who are having that lukewarm loyalty in this sense. But it really is for you. If you are in a season right now where you're feeling lukewarm loyalty from people in your life who maybe you're in a season of growth and other people are just uncomfortable and you're making them uncomfortable, or you've just had a friend in your life who you continuously feel you're always fighting for. And no matter how much you fight, they aren't having it. Like, they are not putting the same effort forward that you are. And so this podcast is not for those who are, you know, the end result of that. Now, I'm sure we all might have gut checks here. You know, when I think of this, I think, man, have I ever been a lukewarm friend? And of course I have. Like, that's seasons of growth and realizing, you know, I got to cut this off and actually cut this out. But actually, when I'm talking about one of these scenarios, I was like, that was me before. And I don't want to be a lukewarm friend. I want to be a hot friend. I want to be super hot. And if you guys have seen the movie War Room, if you guys remember, the little grandma was having coffee with one of the main characters, and she was sitting there, and the main character, I can't think of her name off the top of my head, not Claudia, but she was sitting there, and the grandma asked her, she goes, so, you know, how's your relationship with Jesus? Are you going to church? And she's like, you know, it's just kind of hard. And she started, you know, having excuses as to why, you know, she's not pursuing her faith more. And the grandma was like, okay. And the grandma's wanting to sell her house. The grandma at this point had hired this woman, the main character, to be her realtor. And so she's having her over. And right away, this grandma has another agenda. She like smirks and she's like, like just this sweet little, you guys have got to see, if you haven't seen The War Room, it is one of the best movies ever. She's like in the kitchen clapping her hands and worshiping Jesus. It's great. But when she's sitting there at the kitchen table, with the main character who it's Priscilla. If you guys know who Priscilla is, she's an amazing woman speaker, strong Christian, amazing, super, super powerful. But she's who plays the main character. But when they're sitting there at the kitchen table and she asks, you know, Priscilla, you know, how her relationship is with Jesus. And the main character is kind of beating her on the point. She really isn't saying it's hot. Grandma goes to make them coffee. And she goes, well, can I make you some coffee? And she's like, of course. So the grandma brings back her cup of coffee and then a cup of coffee for herself. And the grandma drinks hers and it's just so delightful. And then this main character, she drinks hers and she spits it out and she's like, yuck, you like your coffee lukewarm? And the grandma goes, no, I like my coffee hot. And Priscilla, who once again is playing the main character, she goes, yuck. And she's like, what are you trying to say here? And so grandma goes into her preaching and she says, listen, she goes, Jesus doesn't want you lukewarm. He likes you hot. And so it was just such a beautiful, picture of what Jesus, you know, wants out of us and our relationship with him. And if you guys know the scripture, Jesus says, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out my mouth. And so I expect the same thing in my relationships and in my friendships. And I actually demand the same level of excellence in all aspects of my life. And, you know, as I am on my way to quote unquote a perfect heart, as Jesus says, he wants a perfect heart from us. And, you know, that's something else that we can talk about on another day. It doesn't literally mean a perfect heart, but a perfect heart for Jesus and what that looks like. But, you know, as we're on the journey to that, it's really saying, you know, am I being lukewarm? Am I being half in my relationships? And, you know, as I was telling you guys, you know, my last podcast, I'm happy to report I did go out and I got myself a new Bible and I've started putting notes in it and I just feel free again. But that was the step where I was like, man, I'm tired of being lukewarm. Like I'm ready to go all in. I'm ready to be hot again. And so, and your aspects of your relationships, you know, you need to ask yourself, like, am I tolerating lukewarm loyalty or am I demanding, not demanding, but am I demanding this for my life? Like, you know, I'm Michelle Bishop, like you were created for relationship and this lifetime is hard to walk out. You don't have time and you don't have room for lukewarm relationships. The people who are going to be your friend where they can either get something from you or, you know, they feel good around you. But when times get tough, it's a lukewarm loyalty. They're not there and they're not standing up for you, or they'll tolerate other people talking about you, but they'll just sit there and not say anything. Guys, sometimes saying nothing at all is worse than talking with them. Like when you just sit there and you listen and you let it take place, you might as well have been talking, you know, about your friend. And so I want to talk to you today about lukewarm loyalty and, you know, not tolerating that in your life. And, you know, the one thing that I want to, you know, say first and foremost is I understand that if you're anything like me and you've heard my story about, you know, being uninvited and being the black sheep, you know, it's a blessing and a curse because my whole entire life I've wanted to fit in. Like my whole entire life I've wanted friends. But there for a while, I was settling for quantity over quality. And I don't ever want to say somebody's not a quality person or a friend. But sometimes it's like, is the person, you know, really living in the spirit? And I wanted to talk to you guys today about, you know, what are the fruits of the spirit? And so if you look in scripture in Galatians, it's Galatians 5:22-23. It talks about the fruits of the spirit. And it says the fruits of the spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I'm going to say it one more time slower to let every single one of these set in, but the fruits of the spirit. So when the spirit is in you, you know, so many people say, I love Jesus, but your fruits are going to say that to me. Like if you really are my sister in Christ, the fruits in your life, the fruits that are coming out of you, the things that you do, the things that you say, and the person that you are, your actions, your fruits are going to tell me if you're really living to have a perfect heart with Christ, if you're really living to be that. And the fruits of the Spirit, if the Spirit is in you, you have these fruits, or you're trying to be delivered from your past, but these are the things you're aiming for. You have a heart of love. Love. You love. And love isn't mean. Love isn't boastful. Love isn't envious. Love isn't jealous. If any of those things are coming out in your friend's life, they're not embodying love, like true conditional love. They can embody unearthly love, but it's not a true unconditional love. And the fruits of the Spirit is joy, finding joy in your successes, right? That's one thing I wanted to talk about is in your life, when you are truly experiencing a success, are you able to call your friend without any hesitation and tell them your success? Or do you hesitate, afraid that they are either going to be envious, jealous, or run and tell the world your news when you've asked, you know, you've confided in them not to tell for whatever reason. But are they joyful even in their season when maybe they're struggling, when they're going through something hard? Do they know that the reason that you're telling them is not to brag and boast in their face, but because you're praising the good news of the Lord and finally, like, Jesus has answered a prayer for you or whatever it is, but you want to be able to share with those friends, and whatever season of life they're in, they're there to praise and be happy for you, regardless of what their season looks like. Are they joyful? Is there peace in your friendship? Is there goodness? Are they good to you? Are they loyal to you? Is there faithfulness? That's lukewarm loyalty, you guys. Are they faithful to your friendship? Are they gentle? Guys, friendship isn't perfect. You know, as you guys know, me and Terica, it's one of my longest friendships that I've ever had. I will tell you that we have the deep friendship that we have because there's been a lot of gentleness, but there's been conversations. There's been growth. Like, her and I, we have, you know, you either grow or you go. And Terica and I have refused to let each other go, but we've grown through the seasons. We've learned more about each other. We've learned to have a gentle heart and a forgiving heart and goodness and joy and love and peace. But that is why our friendship has gotten as deep as it has. Is there self-control? Fruits of the Spirit, self-control, taming the tongue. Are you able to, in those times when you're wanting to, the flesh is wanting to gossip because maybe it feels good because you're in a low place in your life or you're struggling. And you know what? Rather than, you know, bringing the issues inward and, you know, you just, you know, wallowing in that, instead, do you want to project it out and, you know, place blame on somebody else for a while? And, you know, just think about how somebody else maybe is struggling and, you know, think about that rather than thinking about what you're really struggling with. Self-control, are you taming your tongue? And so those are the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Jealousy, envy, slander, any of these things, they are not a part of the fruits of the Spirit. And so if your friend is showing these things, one of my favorite scriptures is Ephesians, it's right here, hold on. It is, oh, it's my favorite. Ephesians 6:10, and it's the armor of God. And I want you to take this today, and I want you to cling to this. But it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. I'm going to read that again. That's one of the biggest reasons I'm reading this. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the evil forces, hang on, flipping, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm with, here we go, the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the truth of the gospel. Who are you in him, right? Who loves you? Where do you find your worth? Stand firm in that truth. Then it says, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. So imagine you have this belt of truth wrapped around your waist. You have this breastplate of righteousness, knowing who you are. You are a daughter of the one and only. In addition to this, with the breastplate of righteousness in place and with your feet fitted for the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. You're standing on peace. You're standing on the word. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith. Take it up. Hold it out. With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Oh my gosh, do you love that? So you're holding on to the shield of faith, knowing who you are, believing, and you are able to extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Yes. So, you know, one of the favorite things that I think about that is, you know, as every single day we're getting up and we're arming ourselves with the word and we're putting on the armor of God, that is why, you know, the past week more than anything, if you guys can tell, I've been sharing a lot more about the gospel and sharing a lot more about Jesus, and it's felt so good. But I used to start my morning just a week ago. Guys, I know, I mean, this is just real life. I am human. I fall to the flesh. That's why we say that we fall to the flesh. And you know, the truth is I am human. And as long as I walk on earth, I will always be in my fleshly body. And there will be times when there's weakness, not wickedness. I'm not wicked, but times of weakness where you fall back in an old way and you just pray and you know, you say, Jesus, deliver me from that. And you know, you repent and you walk the other direction. But every single day this past week, I've woke up and I've put on the body, the armor of Jesus. I've put it on. I put on, you know, the sword of, faith. I put on the belt and my plate of righteousness and my helmet of salvation and my boots that are, you know, peace. And I've put all of this on every single day so that when I wake up in the morning and I'm faced with the schemes of the devil and, you know, the evil spirits in the heavenly realms, I am able to face these head on with truth and knowing that, you know, these are not, as I'm facing people, as I'm facing friends, as I'm facing relationships, as I'm, you know, being an influencer on a massive platform and these lies and these things are coming through, I know that I have the sword of, you know, faith and or the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit. And I know the truth. Are you guys following me? I know who I am. And so the beautiful thing is that when you are in the spirit, you are flying so high. And every single morning, it's been so funny lately. Like I wake up and it's like I'm lifted so much higher. I'm above it. And I don't like, even in a, like anything could come at me this past week. And I'm just flying so high because I have equipped myself the right way in the morning. But as I'm talking to you about, you know, putting on the armor of God and walking in that every single morning, you know, getting started on the right way rather than getting started in the world through your phone or social media or answering texts, but turning to your Bible and even reading that or reading a devotional or, you know, if you have a Jesus app through your phone and, you know, it texts you in the morning, whatever it is, make sure you're starting your day with truth. Let Jesus in your heart first thing in the morning. But my favorite thing, one thing I learned one day was that in here, they don't mention anything about your back. Like you don't have anything covering your back. And the one thing that I like to believe is that's because us as friends in our circle, we are locking arms and we have each other's back. And so I believe that is why we don't have our backs covered and we don't have a piece of armor there, but we have been equipped with relationships that we walk out here on earth with our brothers and sisters of Christ. And we have to choose so carefully, you guys, with who we're locking arms with, because they are the ones that have your back. So if you are locking arms with lukewarm loyalty friends, you better believe that they're not really locking arms with you. And at any given moment when times get tough, they're willing just to boom, unlock arms with you and not have your back. And so today of all days, you know, as you're going into these seasons and these relationships, I'm praying that you realize that you don't deserve a lukewarm, loyal friend. You need people who are hot for you. You need people who are going to go to fight and go to battle for you. You know, a couple situations and a couple scenarios, but I just want to say, like, you know, I feel just like all of you guys, women, like, and this is what frustrates me. You know, we all, and I'm praying that this comes out the right way. So Lord, please, you know, cover me right now and allow my words to come out in the most gentle way possible. But the world that we live in, you know, we're always fighting for equal rights and, you know, women want to be here. But ladies, like, I'm calling you up because if you go and you look at a lot of guys, like, you know, for instance, podcast, guys don't get hate, you know, nearly as much as women. And, you know, I think of, you know, Miss Rachel, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say last names on here or not, but Miss Rachel, who, you know, everybody knows, she is a force to be reckoned with, right? But the amount of hate that she also receives is unbelievable. And I say, what does that have to say about us girls? Like, what does that have to say about us? Like, ladies, we have got to call ourselves to a higher standard. We have got to represent each other and ourselves because we are so much better than that. But I want you to know that girls, women, ladies, I talk to John all the time and his same friends have been in his life forever, right? His same friends have been in his life forever. He doesn't have drama really ever at all. But why is it that women have so much drama in their life? And I'll tell you why I believe that is. It's because women have the capacity to love and nurture in such a huge way. But that also means on the back end, we have a way to get hurt. And the more easily that we can get hurt and get into an offended heart, it's so much easier for us to speak out of anger and envy and jealousy and, you know, rage and just become mean because we get hurt so much easier than men. Men tend to be this tough guy and, you know, they just let it roll off our shoulders. But because women, we love and we have this capacity of just nurturing and being so darn gentle, when others do us wrong or we feel we're not invited, we inwardly, we get so darn hurt and pride steps in the way and ego steps in the way. And instead of us women walking in the spirit and demonstrating patience and kindness and love in these moments when our world, spiritual forces of evil, right? The darkness in the heavenly realms, not the flesh and blood. The issue isn't me and my hater. The issue isn't me and that troll. The issue isn't me and my friend that we're just not seeing eye to eye. That's not us, but it is the evil in the heavenly realms. It is their spirit. It is the evil that is in their hearts. And I'm not saying they're an evil person. Trust me, I have darkness. My flesh is darkness. My flesh every single day wants me to fall back into sin, my sin nature, and being mean and not being that loving agape love that Jesus has called me to be. And so ladies, I want to say that your character, you are better than that. Like, and I know I said I wasn't going to speak to, you know, the people who are lukewarm, but I want to say to those women, and I don't know if there will ever be somebody on here, but if you've been lukewarm or you've been in a season of envy, I want to say it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. I'm actually going to tell a story. So I have a woman in my life who's become a very dear friend of mine, and she actually, it was maybe probably a little over a year ago, she messaged me through Facebook, and she sent me a voice memo, and at this time, she didn't, you know, have my number or any access to me, and she told me that she had been actually building these feelings up against me because of my life and hers, and she said, I have been in a season of frustration and basically envy with you. And I'm struggling, you know, I'm a single mother and I'm going through this season where I'm struggling. And I see you in this life and I can't help but when you show things or you talk about things, I get envious over you and where you are in your life. And she goes, and I realize that that is a heart issue on my end and that I need to have a heart check. And she goes, and today I wanted to tell you this because I have been carrying this against you and it was never your fault and it was never something that you did. But I want to tell you that I love you and I'm asking for forgiveness here because it's been something that I've been struggling with and I needed to tell you because I've been carrying around basically this guilt that she's felt this way. I will tell you what, ladies, wow, right? Wow. I'm sitting here looking at a willow tree that she sent me of a girl holding something and it's in her heart and it's up by her face and she's just holding it so tight. And what is it? It says it's the willow tree of journey. Let me grab it. It's the willow tree of journey, appreciating where you are each step along the way. And she sent this and she said, you know, thank you for loving me every step of the way. I want to tell you, as sisters in Christ, we may fall in a season where we fall to the flesh and we allow envy to get the best of us. But I will tell you that character goes a long way. And when you know who you are in Christ and you know that you're a son of Jesus son or daughter of Jesus, you're a child of God. We may have seasons where we fall to the flesh and we feel envious, but it doesn't mean that you have a wicked heart. It means that you're in a season of weakness. But I will tell you that she demonstrated the perfect example of gentleness, love, humility, and coming and saying, I held this against you, sister, and it was never your fault, but I want to ask for your forgiveness. I love you. Like, I'm sorry for holding this against you. So the reason I share that story is because there may be a lot of people in your life who show signs of this, and I don't want you to write them off. I don't want you to say, man, I can't believe that they felt this way about me and yada, yada, yada. If this person comes to you and shows true character and asks for forgiveness and gentleness and comes to you in complete and utter humility saying, I'm sorry. Like, I am in a season where you're just having so much success and it's been hard for me. And I want to celebrate with you, sister. I want to be with you. I want to walk the season of life out with you. And I'm sorry for being ugly in this season. Whatever, you know, if they're coming to you with a humble, genuine, pure, repentant heart and saying, I'm sorry, like, I love you. I am praying today that you, as a lukewarm, not for you having a hot loyalty to your relationships, I'm praying that you forgive that sister and you welcome her back in with open arms. But there's a difference. There's a difference. How many of you guys, and this is where, like, this year more than anything, I put my foot down and I have decided that I, Michelle Bishop, I am not tolerating lukewarm loyalty. And I say this in a way where I have made my circle so small. And I've always, you know, I've always envied those who have the massive groups of friends. But I will tell you that most times, not all, because I can't speak on everybody's behalf, but I look at a lot of these relationships and I talk to a lot of women who have these massive groups of friends. And I'll tell you that a lot of times there is a ton of lukewarm loyalty in those relationships. It's fun, it's girls, it's hanging out, it's a girl gang, but there is a lot of lukewarm loyalty. A lot of times those women who are sitting at that big full table end up being the same women that are going to be talking about you the next. And that's really hard to swallow. And so in this season of life where, you know, I have so deeply in my flesh wanted to be liked by so many people, you know, I think about Jesus and his disciples. He had 12 people who decided to follow him, like 100% give up their lives and follow him. And I think about the loyalty that he called from them, right? That he expected from them. I don't want to say expected, but he knew that these were my disciples. These are my people. They were a hot loyalty to Jesus, right? They followed him with all of their heart. Me in my life, I'm not saying I'm Jesus, but I want the same in my relationships. If I have 5 friends, if I have 4 friends, I want the same loyalty that was amongst them. That was just love, fruits of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, et cetera, et cetera. I want that in my relationships. I don't need an army. I want small, intimate relationships that are going to 100% be behind me in my corner and cheer for me when I need that boost, that are genuinely, when I'm in times of struggle and need, they're there. But more importantly, when I'm in times of success and happiness and winning, they're right there beside me as well, clapping for my successes. I'll tell you that along my journey of, you know, growing through, you know, social media and, you know, the influencer world and communities and leading and, you know, multiple businesses and, you know, leadership and working with tons of people, relationships come and go, and it happens a lot and it hurts. And I'm just being very transparent and honest because I have been burned in so many ways by so many people, but I'm not sitting here say that I'm any different than you, because I guarantee that you can look on your life and look back on relationships and think, I had that friend of 10 years and I have somebody in my life who has a best friend of upward 30 years. And, you know, this friend has this other group of friends who, for some reason, they don't want anything to do. So we're talking about, I'll give you a story. Sally is this person. The middleman is Julie, and then she's got her 2 other friends. So these 2 other friends, for whatever reason, don't like Sally, right? For whatever reason, I call jealousy. I call envy. Sally's beautiful. Sally's sweet. Sally loves Jesus. Sally goes to church. Sally is an amazing freaking person. Sally's also human, right? I know this person. Sally's human. She's human. She has, you know, she has her moments. But Julie, the middleman, has been best friends with Sally for 30 years. But there's these friends who continue to leave Sally out. And they want to do stuff without Sally, and they invite, you know, Julie all the time, but Sally wants to be friends with them. And for whatever reason, it's just this nasty, it's a lot of, you know, it's mean when they're around each other, all of them. It's just Sally always feels very left out, and it's hard. And the middleman one day, you know, looked at this person and said, "Well, who do I believe?" And Sally goes, "How about your best friend of all these years? Like, come on." And that is what I call a lukewarm loyalty. Now, I'm not saying that you can't love these other friends, but you have to decide who you're going to go to bat for. You have to decide who you're going to stick up for. Because I will tell you this. I'm going to tell you what kind of friend I am. And you may feel different, but this is what I'm talking about. If there is somebody in my life that is my friend, that is my friend. You know what? And I think the word friend is used so vaguely. We call everybody our friend because we want to love, you know, like Jesus and, you know, everybody, you know, but our inner circle, if you are part of my inner circle, you are my sister, you are my friend, you are my person, and somebody is against you and they are mean, or they leave you out, or they, you know, talk about you, or whatever it is, if I've had a relationship with that person and I want to continue it, there's 2 things that happen. Either one, this person, the one that's being nasty, and for whatever reason, I want to be friends with them, I'm making sure that their heart gets in check. So me as a friend, me as the middleman of having this other friend who I've had, you know, a past relationship with, maybe they're fun. But here's the thing, girls, ladies, women, here is the thing, y'all. If there is a middleman And they're going to continue to surround themselves by the Debbie Downers who are being mean to you. And they're not going to do anything about it. And they're going to continue to hang out with them when they are still being mean to you. What kind of loyalty are they having to you? Now, if that middleman is going to that person and saying, listen, like, I'm coming to you in gentleness and love. You are an amazing friend to me. I love you to death. You are an amazing friend to me. But I want to let you know that Sally over here is my dearest friend. Like, she is my best friend. And I love you and I love her. But for some reason, she has felt for a very long time, or, you know, I've noticed that you don't like to spend time with her, you don't like to hang out with her, or whatever. You have this conversation in love. You come to her in love and gentleness. No, not being mean, not making her feel little, but seeking understanding as to why she feels this way about this person and letting her know that you at least, because this person is my friend, she's my friend, and because you love me, I need you to love on her as well. She is a good person. And if that girl, whoever those people are, say no, or they continue to be mean, then that middleman needs to decide, are they going to be loyal to you or are they going to be lukewarm? I have had a lot of middlemen in my life who are willing to entertain relationships that are nasty to me, that are mean to me. And I say, if you can really entertain a friendship when you know in my heart that I am being so hurt, and you know my character, you know me, you know who I am, but you're willing to entertain friendships and hang out with those people who are so cruel in those times, you're being a lukewarm friend. You're not really standing up for me in the times that are tough. I'm good for you celebrating my successes. I'm thankful for you being there in the times I need and when it hurts. But when other people, when the flesh and blood are sitting there and they're being not nice or leaving this person out, your friend who you love, you have to ask yourself, like, is this relationship causing me? Like, I would ask myself, this relationship is causing me my peace. It's causing me frustration. It's causing me anger. Like, and I know those things aren't from Jesus, but it hurts my heart. That's when I pull away. Because the type of friend that I want, you guys, the type of friend that I want and that I am demanding in my life, like who Michelle, but like I'm saying, Michelle Bishop, I demand this out of you. Like I'm demanding it out of me. Because last night I was laying in my bed and I realized that life is so darn short. It is so darn short. I need to protect my peace with everything that I have. I have got to protect my peace. I have a child who loves me to death. I have multiple careers that are very successful and require a lot of my time and energy. And honestly, they require me to always become better and become more sharp. And I want to give that. I have a husband who needs a wife who is happy and not constantly bringing him frustration and drama, ladies. And so what can I do on my end to make sure that I am being the best businesswoman, friend, mother, daughter, wife? I can make sure that those who are speaking into me on a daily basis next to Jesus in the Bible are friends that have a hot loyalty to me that are not going to cause me my peace. My peace is everything. And anything that is taking away from my peace and causing frustration and anger and tears and heartache and feeling uninvited, any friendship that is taking so much effort and time and you feel like for some reason you want to be friends with this person so darn bad because they're cool or whatever, everybody likes them, but you see true colors. I want to say be tough, be strong, and let go. Let go. Eventually, their true colors will show. And if they don't hear, they will one day. Trust me with that. One day, the entire highlight reel, the whole reel of their life is going to flash right before them and they will have to face that. But I say at the end of the day, revenge is mine, says the Lord. It's not yours to fight. It's not yours to show people, you know, that they're being a certain way. That's not on you. Revenge is mine, says the Lord. Just be you and just love. But you today, goodness, you today need to take a firm stance in what you are demanding for yourself and your life. And I say, hell with the lukewarm relationships. Hell with the lukewarm loyalty. I am not doing that and I do not have time for that. One other perfect example that I want to give you before we jump off is, you know, John and I last night were talking about this because I was like, this is a hot subject, like lukewarm loyalty. Our friends are everything. Like our friends are the people next to Jesus and our husband and our kiddos. Our fellowship, the people that we allow to speak into us, are the ones that fill our cups and are what we pour from. And so if we're pouring from a cup that is frustrated, you know that we're not going to be the best that we can be. Who we allow to speak into us and take up our time and take up our mental energy is everything. This is such an important topic. But John gave the perfect example. So as you know, we have been a part of an MLM for a very long time. And the number one thing that people have always said, and I'll say it loud and proud on here, is that people will say it's a pyramid scheme. And that is one of the biggest rejections that we have always gotten from naysayers or people who don't care to seek understanding about a business model. They will say that is a pyramid scheme. And you know what? To each their own. Like, I will give you information. Knowledge is power. But if that's still how you truly, genuinely want to see it, then, you know, you do you. But whatever. Anyway, I have had, John has had, our team in the past has had so many friends. I say, quote, friends who will support them and be friends with them, but they are the same ones to go make the post about the pyramid scheme or reposting a company that's under scrutiny because of, you know, haters in the company, and they'll go and post it and they'll say, you know, pyramid schemes or whatever. And you look at that and you notice some of your friends liking that, or that you're thinking, why would they repost something like that? Like, they are my friend. But yet when they see a post that they know that isn't true, or that they know that is something that's going to hurt my feelings, they go and like it. It's like, it's a malicious like. It's something where it's like, you know, somebody's against you and they don't necessarily want to, you know, your friend, your quote unquote friend doesn't want to say it to your face, but they're willing to go push the like button on it. If somebody is willing to go support something that's against you, your friend, once again, it's going back to your friend, not just somebody, because anybody and everybody and their mother, a lot of people are going to be against you. A lot of people are going to want to see you fail. So they're going to push that button on purpose to make sure you feel like a hunk of poo. But I'm talking about the girl that you trust in, that you share tears with, that you call and have late night talks with. If that is the same girl that is liking and putting hearts on things that you know that you talk to her about that hurt you, or things that you're going through, and they intentionally are doing these things almost out of spite, I ask you, do you tolerate that in your life? That is lukewarm loyalty. There's a big difference there, you guys. And know that I am just speaking. And if you know what I'm talking about, in your heart right now, you're having that moment and you're thinking, yeah, I have a couple people in my life that do that, and they call me their friends, but they're this way. And I always wonder, like, why did you like that, right? Why were you like that? Or why did you say that? Or why did you post that? Like, you know that that drives me nuts, and I'm one of your best friends, right? So that is what I'm asking you today, is in your circle, are you allowing people who are literally robbing your peace from you? Like I said, your peace is everything. And as you are on this journey to success, as you are on the season of growing uncomfortable, as you are on the season of walking a path out that so many are so afraid to walk out, I ask you, are your friends lukewarm or are they hot? Because a lot of friendships on your way, on your path to greatness, on your path to finding, you know, your superpowers, many of your friendships, I say that in capital letters, friendships, your people, your table will go. They will refuse to grow. Your quality of friends will continue to grow. As you do more in life, as your successes grow, as you become more, you will either lose people or they will grow with you. They will become stronger. They will become more loyal. They will become more driven. They will speak life over your successes. They will want to see you win. The quality of your circle will change, or they will hold you back and like posts that make you feel little, like posts that are against you, that they will choose to surround themselves with people who are against you, you need to decide, are you going to allow that to steal your peace? Today, I end with this. Anything that is robbing you of your peace, anything that is robbing you of your joy, anything, anyone who is robbing you of walking out your calling as fiercely, as quickly, and as unstoppable as you possibly can become and be, anybody who is trying to stop you on your path to greatness and is being a lukewarm, loyal friend, I pray that you have a real heart check today and you decide if you are going to tolerate that any longer. I know that this is a hard topic to talk about. I know that friendship is a tough thing, but I'm leaving you with this. Losing friends hurts. I wish so often that I could just forget the past relationship, the fun, the laughs, the secrets, the giggles that were once in that relationship. I wish so badly I could forget it because it hurts. But that sometimes that relationship has to go because it's in a season now where it's no longer wanting to grow. I want you to know that as you are walking this out and as your circle is becoming smaller or you're gaining new friends or you're thinking like, I've got one person. I think I have like 5 or 6. And these girls aren't people that I talk to every single day. Some of them, it's been months. One of my girlfriends who lives in Houston, Miss Shannon, we don't talk all the time, but she is one of my best friends. Man, I got a lot to talk about on friendship. One of my best friends, she texts me that he goes, hey, you want to go to New York City this Christmas with, you know, me and Corey? Yes. There's never a, hey, what's wrong? We haven't talked in a while. Hey, it's, I'm busy doing life. Keep crushing it, girly. You know I'm always here and I love you if you need me. I'm talking about the friends that are here no matter how much time passes, no matter how much you grow, no matter how different you become. They are here to just see you win and succeed and clap for you along the way. So just know when I say that friendship is hard, it is so hard, but losing friends, that season, it hurts. And so if you are walking that season out today, I want to tell you to be strong, that the future is brighter, that you deserve an amazing friend. You deserve a sister in Christ. You deserve somebody who is going to just bring out the absolute best in you, who's not going to rob you of your peace. But in those moments of successes and tears, you can call them and know that their words are going to be comforting and that they're going to stay right between you and that they're never going to use those words against you. But they are just there as a loyal, God-fearing, loving friend. Walk out this season with high spirits and know that it hurts to lose people that you love. It hurts. You have a heart. You wonder, why don't they like me? What did I do wrong? You did nothing wrong, but you have to stop holding on to toxic relationships. You have to let go. So today, as I have very openly and very transparently shared, you know, a lot of what's gone on in my life and things that I have felt in relationships, I pray today that this blesses you. I pray that today that this propels you. I hope that you find the most amazing relationships. I hope that this podcast helps you take your relationships deeper. And more than anything, I hope that this podcast helps you have some tough conversations to really understand that, is this person for me or are they against me? Because you deserve hot relationships, hot loyalty. So today I say, do away with lukewarm loyalty. Until the next time, I love you guys so much. Thank you again. This is Mumbo number 5. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. See ya. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my latest episode from the Be That Woman podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, tell a friend, share the message. I hope and I pray that you walk away feeling encouraged today. Have a good one and we'll talk soon. Bye.